Welcome to another edition of the Nuggets Inc. podcast presented by the Denver Post. My name is Mike Singer, Nuggets beat writer for the Denver Post. I'm thrilled to be joined by Lance Stephenson, the Grand Rapids Gold. Lance, how are you doing? And again, appreciate you taking the time.
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Thank you. Can you give us a rundown of what the last 18 months or so of your life has been like? You know, maybe even since going back to China, because I know you played the 1920 season in China. What has that time frame looked like?
You know, China was definitely a great experience. Just being in a different atmosphere, playing different kind of basketball, and learning new languages, learning new things. And it was definitely a great experience. But after the China, after the COVID, after all that stuff, you know, I just been working out, keeping my body strong, eating better, and just watching basketball, hoping I'll get back in on a team somewhere. So, you know, that was definitely a tough experience, but I feel like I learned a lot, and it definitely humbled me.
What was the best part about China? I imagine there were difficult aspects, but there had to be some sweet aspects too.
Oh man, you know, it's similar to the U.S. You know, they got the same amount of crowd, same traveling and stuff. You know, same almost everything. But you know, just playing. You know, playing and getting playing. I ain't played them about 38 minutes a game and. In a while, you know, I'm used to being coming off the bench and being on a second unit, playing about 15, 18 minutes a game. So I felt like I got to get that starting role back. And it was a great feel. You know, I ain't played that starting minutes in a while. So it definitely felt great.
You mentioned it was humbling. What was humbling about the experience?
You know, my goal was to always be in the NBA and play at the highest level. And just going to China just humbled me. It made me made me learn the game more. I've been on the NBA team. I'm not like the star player. Like when I got to the China, I was the star player. Like they looked up to me. Like I was the leader. Like. If I was having a bad day, everybody was having a bad day. And I got to feel that feeling again. You know, I control my team destination. And I ain't had that control since college, you know what I mean? So it was definitely a different feeling, and I feel like that humbled me.
All right, so you go through the 1920 season, and I had heard that there was maybe some interest, maybe that there was momentum that you were going to get back to the league. What happened after the 1920 season in China and then, you know, COVID hits? Walk me through that timeline.
Oh, man. So COVID hit in China. It didn't hit in the U.S. yet. I was about to sign with the Pacers. That didn't work. Because COVID hit here, and then, you know, then they did the bubble. They wasn't trying to have no guys that from China that was on the roster in China sign in with the to the bubble. So I had to wait that out, and then I went a whole year without. I was about to sign with Denver. That didn't work out. They end up going with Austin Rivers, and he ended up playing really good. And I was like, man, I was proud of him. I'm like, man, he's really out there playing well. So, and that didn't happen. So right now I took my chances and went to the G League. I feel like this G League experience is definitely going to help me because, you know, I've been just working out and watching basketball. So, you know, this G League is going to help me help these young guys. Help them on and off the court, show them the experience that I learned from all the teams that I've been on. And I just feel like a new man. I feel like I got a different type of a vibe to me now, a little bounce to me.
I love it. I had heard that you were not playing organized basketball, obviously, you know, for 18 months. I know that you were still working. So what does unorganized basketball
organized basketball. Unorganized basketball is getting 10 people to play and just go up and down, just doing anything you want and shooting after and working on your craft. And that's what I've been doing for about 18 months. And I'm like, man, I know I could play. You know how you just out there, you working every day. You're like, man, if I get another chance, man, I'm gonna get out there and play my all, man. So it was definitely that was very, very humbling to me too, because you know, I never felt that feeling of not being able to play basketball. What would I do without basketball? So I had a lot of time to figure out what I want to do off the court, and I feel like I learned a lot from that experience.
Who are you hitting up when you got to find 9 other guys? Who are the guys?
Man, I'm hitting up anybody, man. I was hitting up anybody, man. Anybody that used to play or playing right now, I was hitting them up. And some days there was only like 6 of us. And I'm like, man, whoever in the gym want to play, come over here, man. So it was definitely tough, man.
I imagine you had some pretty goofy runs if you're asking anybody to play.
Yeah. I had some goofy, but I actually was posting some of them and, you know, trying to show that all the teams that I still was working out, but, you know, it's nothing like playing that professional basketball.
What was the level of interest that you were able to gauge during that time? Like, were teams checking in on you? Were teams coming to see
you? Oh, yeah, it was teams checking in. I had a couple workouts. A lot of teams came to the workouts and, you know, they were saying, man, how much good shape I was in. But I feel like they wanted to see me play in real action. And I feel like just G League and helping the younger guys, they get to see that all the work that I'm putting in and just show them that I'm ready to play ball.
Is there a conversation with the Nuggets that has to happen before you get drafted, before you're like, all right, man, I'll go to the G League, but, was there a conversation where they have to understand where you're at, where your head's at before the draft happened?
Oh, yeah. We definitely had a talk with Coach Terry. He wanted to see where my head was at and how he wanted me to play. And we had a great talk, and I was like, man, I'm totally down to play ball and help these younger guys and help you win. So, and we just came to a mutual agreement, and I was like, man, I can't wait to get out there, man.
What's your – you brought up Coach Terry, Jason Terry, in his first year as a G League head coach. What's your relationship with him like? And can you guys connect on a different level given who you guys both are, given your experiences?
The Terry that I know, you know, playing against him, it's definitely definitely different from the Terry that he is as a coach. And, you know, he has great experience and he's won championship games and he has a lot to offer the game. And he know the game very well. And we talk all the time after games, watch film. And he got me as one of the vocal guys, the leader, the guys, one of the...
You're messing
me up, man.
Hey, that's not me.
Yeah, he's just been very helpful, and I'm learning a lot from him.
What does your mentality have to be when you are fighting to make an NBA comeback?
You gotta be day to day. Every day is different, and you can't worry about just automatically going up there. You gotta worry about getting better, getting your body healthy, getting in great shape, and just learning every day. You know, I mean, my goal is to get up there, but my goal is to take my time and when I get up there, be 100% and definitely can help a team out.
I think you used the phrase, I'm a new man. what does that mean?
I just feel like I'm in better spirit. You know, I've been eating right. I feel like my body clean. It's a lot of, got all the negativity out, you know, it's a lot about bringing positive energy and helping younger guys and helping people lift their spirit up, you know. And I have, like, no worries. You know, when you have no worries and you're just out there balling and balling free, I mean, I feel like the game become easy.
I've heard that you watch a ton of film. I know you eat up film. I know you live in the gym. I obviously heard you were working out a ton with whoever you could work out with. Do you feel like there's a misperception about you that is unfounded for whatever reason, that you are some type of way, but it's not true because of what you do behind the scenes?
Yeah, I'm very passionate about winning. And some people would take that the wrong way, but because I get a turnover, my reaction after the turnover, they'll say, oh, he's negative to everybody on the team, or he's negative. I feel like people use that against me, and I definitely changed that. And I'm definitely getting better at that every day. You know, that's kind of hard not to make no reaction. Like, I never was a guy that just could miss a shot and be like, okay, I miss. I'm running back. Like, that's, I feel like that's hard. Like, I feel like that's, you lose your competitive edge when you, like, just not caring and just running back. Like, I feel like when you miss a shot and you're like, yeah, man, I'm going to make that next one. I feel like that keeps you going. Like, I watch a lot of guys, and they could just miss a shot or make a mistake and run back like nothing happened. Like, I feel like that's like the hardest thing to do.
Why is there a misperception? I mean, like, my theory is that obviously people see your antics, but that also translates to emotion. And from a team perspective, my impression is that you would want someone to care rather than someone who's indifferent.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'd rather have somebody that cares than a person that just out there and not caring and they make a mistake and just run back and don't care. I feel like every time I got the ball, like I want something to happen. I want to help the team. I want to make the right play every time. And I feel like that competitive edge every time I get the ball helps me be the guy that I am now.
You say you want to help the team in any way that you can. Do you feel like you can still contribute to an NBA team and potentially maybe even immediately?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, a lot of teams need defense. Defense and hitting them open threes. You know, I've been working on my three ball, and right now I feel like just teams just need a guy that could just guard all positions of the floor and play that defense. You know, I feel like defense wins games. I feel like, you know, a lot of teams already know who their scorers are and know who they want the ball to go to. It's all about defense at this point.
What are those some of the conversations you might have had with Nuggets management before they drafted you? Like, did you tell Tim, like, yo, I can defend and I want to defend?
Yeah, I'm ready. I tell him every day, like, man, I'm ready, man. Whenever you're ready.
Hey, Lance, will you say born? Will you say born ready? I'm born.
Yeah, but we talk all the time, and it just right now for me, it's just all about being as healthy as I could be, and my mental is on point. And if that's okay, I feel like I'll definitely be able to help any team in the NBA.
Have you gotten? I mean, the Nuggets have been, you know, crushed by injuries, crushed by health and safety protocol. Have you gotten any indication that something might give soon or no?
Hopefully we go see, man. I'm ready. I'm ready, man. I'm praying right now, man. So whenever that call happens, man, just know when I get up there, I go see Born Ready come out.
Yo, you said it, not me. Anything else I should have asked you? Anything else about your the last 2+ years that you want to convey to people who, you know, don't know how difficult it was to be out of the league, to be at an arm's distance from kind of your NBA career, what you wanted to chase? Anything that you want to share, just like the mentality that it takes again just to get back to where you want to be?
You know, you got to be very strong. You know, I'm in the gym, and you know, younger guys coming up to me, and man, you OG, man, why you not playing? You know, like that was like, I'm like, man, like, am I old? Like, you know, you have a lot of doubts. And when you feel like you're supposed to be somewhere, or, and you just, like, man, like every day I was like, man, I gotta get there. Just having that mentality, not giving up and not quitting, and every day just trying to work hard and trying to get to where I want to be. Like, you gotta be mentally strong. You know, a lot of people break and be like, man, I can't do this no more. I'm done. And I just told myself that I would never, never, ever give up, because I know where I want to be at, and I know I can help a team. And I just took it upon myself to come to the G League and play that organized basketball and get my body back right, and helping the younger guys every day learning the game. So I felt like me not quitting and me keep pushing and wanting to fulfill my goals is the best thing for me.
Last one. When you were out of basketball for those 18 months, what did a day look like to ensure, like, what did your day-to-day look like in the morning and the evening to ensure that you got back to where you wanted to go?
So I'll wake up in the morning. Sometimes I get a mile in. I was in Vegas. I run the hills. Then after that, I'll go work out with my trainer, get a couple jump shots, moving around, get a couple sprints in. Then after that, I call some of the guys and be like, man, y'all running today or what, man? What's going on? Like, some of the guys, you know, not motivated at all to work out every day. So I'm like, man, get in the gym. Can somebody come in the gym, man? Call your buddies, man. We need 10. So about 3 or 5 o'clock, we'll try to get a little runs. And then I'll go in the pool and do a lot of swimming and a lot of stretching after that. So that was my everyday. That was my everyday life right there. Working out, watching TV, shopping, you know.
People are like, yo, Lance, stop calling me, man. I can't play every day.
Yeah, for real. They're like, man, you work out too much, man. You going to burn yourself out. I'm like, man, I ain't playing. I'm going to burn myself out.
I love it. Yep. Lance, thank you so much. I think it's informative. I think it's helpful for people to hear where your head's at. And just because it's not every day, you know, a guy with extensive NBA experience says, I'm willing to go to the G League if that's the route that it takes. So I think that's pretty unbelievable. And, you know, I have to believe that the Nuggets never would have drafted you if they intended to keep you there the whole time. That's just my impression. But, you know, I can't thank you enough for hopping on and, again, providing a little bit of insight.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it, man. Hopefully we'll see you soon. Turn around. You're living in the shadow of someone.